Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And riding right next to me for the next 3 hours, 10-year NBA veteran Ryan Hollins. Welcome into the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You can always listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. And boy, Ryan, a lot to get to today. Zion here, Zion there, Zion everywhere as the potential number one overall pick. Plays less than a minute in last night's game against North Carolina, injures his knee in that loss, and now the speculation running rampant about what should happen, who was to blame, who was at fault, and what Zion Williamson should do. Amazing to see what transpired in the 40 seconds that he played last night.
Dan, just before it happened, I don't want to say I was a mind reader because
okay.
This is a bad.
Oh, you saw this.
This was a bad mind reading thing, because my thoughts were, as I'm collecting it, and I don't know if you've seen. I have very strong feelings as a former collegiate athlete, as a guy who's been there before and done it, and I feel like college isn't for everybody. Now, I'm a guy that college was for me. All 4 years were for Ryan Hollins, okay?
Sure.
I needed them, okay? And I'm trying to...
Some guys need eight, you know?
Oh, yeah.
they don't play basketball. They may need eight or nine. But, yeah, to your point, yeah, you needed it.
But when you look at the overall grand scheme of things, and we're going to get to this later on in the show, they charge $3,200 for tickets. I can't tell you how much Zion himself has created this resurgence of college basketball. I can't turn on my TV without seeing Duke basketball because of Zion and having some type of peaked interest in college that I haven't had in some time. Honestly, it's been a minute. And to know that he's not being paid, and some can make this big uproar, oh, he's getting paid. It's a scholarship. It's per diem. He has housing. He has board. Like I just said, it's per diem. If, God forbid, and I only think it's a sprain, his knee had gone out, this kid would have left $1 billion on the table because he spent a year in college. Now, you can also say the rewards, beyond everything, towards his professional career. He got to learn from one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen in basketball, period, in Coach K. And I can say that because he's got the respect of LeBron, Kobe, all those guys from the Olympics.
He's already a household name.
He's got it, right?
Yeah, Zion. I mean, it's a unique name anyway. There's no other Zions out there. He's got that going for him.
I just hate it, Dan. Bro, I just hate it to my core that this kid is making nothing. And not just that the system is the system, but how it's blown up around him. Because you guys see money and advertisements and sales and ticket sales, and tickets ain't nothing compared to the TV money that this kid's dunks and highlights have brought in and the viewership, and he makes nothing. It kills me to my core.
Okay. Now, this is a message that I had heard last night and read on Twitter, and I've heard all that, Ryan.
I said it before the game, though. Check my timeline.
I know you did.
Put it out.
And it's a conversation even before he was injured because of all that he was doing as a college basketball player. But this is where I think you're missing the boat and everyone's missing the boat.
Talk to me.
This isn't an NCAA issue. Anybody who went on social media last night and was complaining about Zion Williamson, look at what the NCAA has done to you. The NCAA did nothing to Zion Williamson, except give him an opportunity to play college basketball for a year. If anybody is to blame for Zion Williamson's injury last night, it is the NBA and the NBA Players Association, because it is them and not the NCAA that has put a rule in that does not allow players to enter the association until they are a year removed from playing in high school. And that is the only reason why Zion Williamson is at Duke. Last night's injury had nothing to do with the NCAA. It had nothing to do with paying players. It had nothing to do with compensating them for their likeness. That had nothing to do with it. If the NBA didn't have the rule of forcing a player to stay out of their league for a year until they were that year removed, If that wasn't there, Zion Williamson would be in the NBA right now. The only reason he is at Duke is because he can't be in the NBA. So last night, with everybody complaining about paying college players and his likeness and how much Duke is making off of him, I can argue that as well. But the fact is the points are misguided and they're not relevant and they're not connected. The NBA was the reason. The NBA is the reason why Zion Williamson was in Durham last night and not in the NBA.
So me and you decide to put on our ski mask.
Okay.
And there's that good old Starbucks down the way. Starbucks.
Are we?
I say, hey, Dan. Hey, Dan. Chill in the car. We're about to hit the lick. Chill in the car. Okay. Going on. We're going to steal from Starbucks. Okay. You chill in the car. I'm going to go rob the Starbucks. And when I come out, you hit the gas. You floor it. All right? You floor it and we're out of here. Who's guilty? Me or you?
Well, I think it's a team effort there of I'm driving the getaway car and you would be robbing the Starbucks.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel about the NBA right now. And I'm going to give you some angles to that because I've had defined talks with the commissioner. I was a board member with the NBPA, represented my team for a number of years. I've sat in hours of those meetings. And the problem was you were getting NBA coaches in the middle of nowhere in these high school gyms dealing with handlers, AAU coaches, and it was a big effort in the one-and-done rule, not just to save some of these kids from themselves, but from the handlers, and to get these NBA executives out of high school gyms and having to deal with these people. And I say that to say that there is now a time and change in Zion's energy in injury, hopefully just small, minor.
Yeah, minor sprain is what we've heard, 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's crazy. I think I'm a mind reader. That's exactly what I said. I'm a referee. I'm a trainer, a therapist. But look, it's time. It's time now. But I do understand why the rule was in place.
I get why the rule was in place as well. And the NCAA is not perfect by any means. There are many issues. And all of the issues that you mentioned are legitimate issues that if you are supporting a college athlete or representing them or just a fan of, they're all legit. The problem is it just doesn't apply to last night. Zion is that guy. Zion is the guy who could have gone from high school to the NBA. That is the guy that Zion is. It's not RJ Barrett. It's not other freshmen throughout the country. Zion is the unique circumstance that can do it. But to blame that the NCAA, to say that the NCAA was the problem and that the NCAA should be sick for what they're seeing.
They are.
And he shouldn't play
they
another.
Are,
they should be, but it's not their fault. But it's not
it
their
is,
fault.
You hear
it's not their fault,
you
though.
You want to hear what it? I wish I had a better word for this. I wish I had a better word for
all
this.
Right.
Forgive me. Is that dump? He's jumping up. Our guy, he's jumping up. Where's that dump button?
John Ramos, you have the dump button ready for Ryan Hollins minutes into the show.
I am ready.
Okay, he's ready.
Bros, I'm a clean guy, but when I see it, I wish my vocabulary, I see pimping. And why do I say that? Because not only do I say, as Zion, as you choose to come to my university, and this is only for a special case, right? Some kids, Ryan Hollins, this didn't apply for you. You're glad to get your degree, okay? All right? You're glad for the
ride.
Hey,
you went to a good school, so.
Okay. Neither here nor there. Okay. But look, not only will I not pay you anything more than room and board. Room and board, because I was in, when I participate in collegiate sports, you're not going to make enough to kind of take care of yourself or get anything extra. My father essentially had to take out loans because I couldn't apply for financial aid, but he didn't quite make enough where he could just get me whatever I needed. But he had to take out loans just to get me, and I'm a scholarship athlete. God forbid if I actually had to work my way through school at the time. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. And then there's another element. And I want to know how you feel about this. Not only will I not pay you more than this meager per diem, you, my friend, cannot go out and get your own advertisements. You cannot be your own brand. And you amateur, all these other professionals around you, cannot make your own money.
So Zion couldn't have gotten a shoe deal if you went and played in Europe for a year.
Now this is now right? That's not what
no,
we're talking
he could
about.
Have. He could have.
This is a Europe though. But this is not Europe.
And that's where the NBA is the problem, because the NCAA just gives them an avenue to go somewhere. The NCAA Condoleezza Rice's commission that was going to clear up college basketball. Remember from the FBI investigation, mm-hmm. they had looked in and they said that the one and done is absurd. The one and done is ridiculous. It needs to go away. In that report, it specifically stated the only problem is it has nothing to do with the NCAA. It's all up to the NBA and the NBA Players Association. And that's where that's what happened last night. Through the misguided conversation of everything that you talked about, of athletes not getting what they're worth, not getting paid, having crappy per diem, all of that is legit and real. But it wasn't the reason that he blew out his shoe last night and almost injured his knee.
You weren't in the getaway car? Somehow you're excluding yourself from the getaway car.
What is Duke supposed to say? No, we don't want you because we don't want the bad pub?
It's bigger than Duke, bro. It's bigger than Duke. And also understand the initiatives of the NBA Cares and the Junior NBA is trying to clean up these problems. And now they're just going to have to happen a lot sooner than later. They're going to have to happen a lot sooner than later, but there's no way that we see what's going on and you don't see the NCAA as a broke system. And I completely agree. But my thing is, look, let these kids make their money. Let them get advertisement deals. Let them get whatever they want. Because I get it. If you don't want to pay for it and you want to say what's fair, what's not fair, these aren't amateurs.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If Zion Williamson could get paid in college and then get paid in the NBA, and he had both options out of high school, where do you think he goes? If you could pay a college athlete and you could then go to the pros and also get paid, where do you think he goes?
He'd be in the pros.
Exactly.
I would say he would grow the most in the pros.
Yes, and that's what was preventing him from going to the pros is the NBA. So I get all the college stuff. I think people are just completely missing the boat on what last night was all about. And if it's not Mike Krzyzewski and it's not the college ADs and it's not the NCAA that should feel sick, it should be Adam Silver and the Players Association being like, oh, wow, he's going to be a number one pick whether he tore his ACL or not, by the way. There was no doubt about that. It's just when you're looking at the blame, so much of it was directed at college basketball for no reasons that had anything to do with last night.
Let me fancy you with this.
I'll let you have the last word on this.
Let me fancy you with this. I'm just saying, the NBA's making steps to get rid of the rule. Tell me the steps that college is making, my man, to get rid of their pimping. What are they doing? What are they? They don't care.
The commission for Condoleezza Rice was a good first step. I'll say that.
That was putting
Band-Aid on a bullet wound, maybe.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's bring in Chris Mannix, senior writer covering the NBA for Sports Illustrated. Find him on Twitter at @SiChrisMannix. Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
What's going on, guys?
Ryan Hollins and I are trying to settle it. Ryan's on one side, I'm on the other. I'll ask the question, so it's definitely slanted in my favor, Ryan. Should the NBA, and in my mind I believe that they should, bear a majority of the fault from last night's Zion Williamson injury? Who gets the fault of last night's injury for Zion Williamson?
I don't know if there's even fault in anyone, really. I mean, do we want to really fault the sneaker company for, you know, making a sneaker that is not quite able to withstand the motion of a 6'7", 285-pound super athlete? Is it, you know, his fault for playing in these games at all? It depends on who you ask.
Is it the NBA's fault for having the one-and-done rule where he wouldn't be playing in the NBA right now?
No, because, look, I mean, I'm writing something about this tomorrow. And then you write this, like, every year. It's without fail. It comes up because of some kind of incident or something that happens that sparks this debate once again. But you do have to remember that, you know, there were other options available to Zion Williamson. Like, if he really didn't want to go to Duke, I'm not saying that the G League offers a ton of money. It certainly does not. But that money can be recouped in a massive sneaker deal of his own. I mean, you don't think that Nike and Puma and Adidas wouldn't battle for the rights to pay Zion Williamson even while he's in the G League? I do. So I go back and forth over the one-and-done rule. I mean, it certainly has its flaws, but I also kind of grew up in a time where, and I was a ball boy back in the day with the Celtics for years, and I was friendly with Corleone Young and, you know, guys that came out of high school that didn't make it, and the countless other guys that thought they were NBA ready and weren't even drafted. So it's impossible to prove a negative, but I do believe that the one-and-done rule has probably stopped some kids from going pro, sent them to college, and maybe their lives turned out differently.
Chris, let me ask you a real question, because I know you're a real dude, my man. I'm a big fan over here. I'm a big fan of the stuff you got going.
Appreciate that.
Tell me right now that colleges cannot pay athletes, because they keep singing this too. Tell me that they can't pay athletes. Tell me that it's impossible, and I'll leave it alone.
I don't – look, in a vacuum, I think it's impossible for colleges to cut up the pie in a way that will make sense to everybody. Because, you know, and I wrote part of this, you know, for tomorrow, and I already wrote it today, that, you know, how do you do it? I've yet to hear a coherent, you know, argument or a plan for how you divide the pie. Okay, you want Zion to get paid. Does, you know, that mean Jordan Goldwire also gets paid? You want the Duke team, because it's on national TV 31 times, to get paid. Do you want Wake Forest to get paid? I don't know how you break this up. And then you go to football, where it's even more difficult, because the quarterbacks are the stars of that particular space. What I do think college basketball should do, and it's kind of dumb that they haven't, let these guys earn off their own likeness. If
Thank
Zion
you.
Williamson, if,
Thank
if,
you.
Look, if Nike wants to step in and pay Zion Williamson, is it, right, look, I didn't play the game, you did, so, but I mean, is it really going to affect the integrity of a locker room if Zion's got his own sneaker and other guys don't? I think they're aware of, you know, the hierarchy within that locker room. And I'm not saying that you should allow autograph signings after every practice, but, you know, carve out some time during the calendar year. Let's call it during spring break, when you know, these college kids are off doing something else. During spring break, Zion Williamson should get to make appearances and make some money off being Zion Williamson. I think that is a completely logical and easy thing to carve out.
Chris Mannix joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Dan Beyer, filling in for Doug today. Chris, is Kyrie Irving handling everything the way that he should in Boston? Because now there was more comments as the media blew up the conversation that he had with Kevin Durant in a hallway or in a tunnel. How could Kyrie Irving handle all of these situations better? And is this any signal towards maybe what he may do in this offseason?
You know, it's one of the more puzzling, you know, potential or likely free agencies that I've covered in a while, and I'm pretty close to it. I'm based in Boston. I'm in Milwaukee right now for the Celtics-Bucks game tonight. You know, Kyrie, I'll just put it this way. Kyrie keeps making mountains out of a molehill. He really does. And, you know, he could have not said anything about the conversation with LeBron, but when he did, it came across to a lot of people like he was saying, you know, I was a jackass, now you help me learn how to deal with these jackasses. It sort of just came across that way to me and to many others across the league. And then, you know, the interview with Rachel Nichols that he did over All-Star Weekend, and then you have what happened yesterday at the practice, where, you know, I think it's a fairly, you know, depends on how you ask the question, but it's a fairly innocuous question. I don't think that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were standing in a hallway in front of everybody discussing the Knicks double max cap space. You have to be, I think, a special brand of gullible to really believe that they were doing that there, when there are so many other places that they could potentially
right.
do it. Yeah. I mean, but Kyrie, he has to understand that there's interest in it. And if Kyrie had just said, absolutely, man, we're discussing double max and Olympiakos next year, it's going to be huge, we're going to Greece, you could diffuse stuff like this so easily. Instead, he got offended by it, which I mean, look, I've pissed plenty of players off in my time, you know, with questions or whatever. I get that. But that's not... That to me isn't a ridiculous question. You know, the internet was buzzing, you know, for a good 24 hours in a lot of goofy ways. I know some reporters even were like, you know, New York-based reporters were the ones that kind of, I think, put that stuff in the universe. But it's not a ridiculous question to ask Kyrie what he thought about, you know, the stuff going on out there. But instead, Kyrie's like, the internet isn't real, and is that really your life? And you're just doing this for clicks. And I go back to mountains out of molehills, man. He could very easily diffuse situations. He's choosing not to.
Enough about Kyrie. Enough about Kyrie. I want to talk about his teammate next year, LeBron James. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. You heard it. Hey, is LeBron James, tell me, Chris, is LeBron James still the baddest man on the planet? Is he going to take this meager Lakers squad to the playoffs? Tell me, yes or no. Come on.
I'm done betting against LeBron, so I'm going to say yes. And it's part that the L.A. Clippers, you know, their front office absolutely doesn't want to make the playoffs for the reason we know. They keep their draft pick if they don't. And the idea that I'm going to bet on the Sacramento Kings doing anything, like, you know, productive is not going to happen. Like, that's just not. I mean, I love this narrative. Like, the Kings are this upstart, you know, great story. They've been out of the playoffs since 06. They've had 72 lottery picks in the last 12 years. Like, they should be a playoff team right now, not one nipping at the heels of the fringes of the postseason. But LeBron's LeBron. He's great. And I think it also means a lot to him to be in the playoffs and not see that consecutive playoff streak end.
Should be a dandy tonight in Milwaukee. Celtics and Bucks. Enjoy that one, Chris. We appreciate the time and enjoy the second part of the NBA's regular season.
You got it, guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Isaac had the news that the NBA working on the proposal to limit the age limit or to drop the age limit. From 19, you're cheering because you're proving my point, Ryan. That's the issue with this. This is the NBA.
Ow!
This is the NBA, and I know it's coincidental that it was on the heels of the Zion injury. But do you think this report really comes out if it comes out today on a Thursday? If Zion isn't hurt last night, you think this report comes out today?
Are you just questioning the timing? Listen, the NBA is appropriate. Can you argue with just and appropriate? Is it perfect? No, but can you fault effort? This is not a my way or the highway type of approach. The NBA saw a problem. They put responsible steps in place to fix it. And now Zion Williamson last night showed you how appropriate it is to absolutely abolish the rule. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how you're what are you complaining about? Are you still blaming the NBA, Dan?
I am, because
why?
Because if the rule was in place yesterday, Zion Williamson isn't in a Duke uniform his legs in the
hold
form
on.
Of a Z on the Cameron Indoor floor.
So if you are carrying your lunch in your hand. Let me get random.
You can make any analogy. We heard some stupid ones on Fox Sports Radio. I'll tell you that much.
You got your lunch in hand, and I trip and I knock over your lunch. I knock your drink over, okay? You got Starbucks. I knock your drink over. It's an accident. What are you going to – hey, Ryan, it's okay. It's an accident. Don't worry about it. What if I walk in and I slap it off? I slap your drink off the table. You're going to have a problem. Oh, hey, what's wrong with you? You're going to have some choice words for me. That's what the NCAA does. That's the difference between NCAA and the NBA. If the NBA makes a mistake, they are going to go about it the right way, conflict management, and try to make it right. So how do you fault that?
The answer is in what you just said. They're trying to make it right because it's wrong right now. And the reason that it's wrong has put Zion Williamson in the situation that he's in, because this now would change the rule that would allow Zion Williamson to go from high school to the NBA, getting rid of the one and done. If Jeff Zilgit of the USA Today is correct in his reporting, it makes my whole point that, yeah, the NBA is finally getting it right. But last night, all anybody wanted to do was claim that the NCAA was at fault for Zion Williamson getting hurt.
Wait.
The whole reason
so
was
you
he
hold
couldn't
no value?
Go to the NBA.
Wait. You hold no value here?
You cannot
look me in the face right now, and talk to our listeners, okay, and say this holds no value, that the NBA is proactive, and they are not telling you this is a my way or the highway type of approach. They are doing what's best, not just for the league, but for the players, because the NBA is prospering, but it values Zion and these young prospects and what's good and what's best for them.
Condoleezza Rice, as I said earlier, in that Rice commission to look into college basketball, said it perfectly. The one and done should be done. It should be out of college basketball if you want to help clean up the sport. The problem is the NCAA has no say in it whatsoever. It's all on the NBA and the NBA Players Association, which they have done. Unfortunately for Zion Williamson, it's too late because he had to play under the old rules of the NBA and the NBA Players Association.
Me? You know what big message the NBA's saying right now? You know what the NBA's telling
What's
Zion?
What's the big message?
You know the big...
We're sorry?
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down.
They should have shut it down earlier. Then Zion Williamson wouldn't have his shoe blowing out.
Hey, Adam Silver, shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Well, the point is, the NBA, for as great as proactive as they are, they were late to the bus on this one. And that's the case. If it's 40 degrees below zero and you're standing outside and wanting to come inside, Ryan Hollins, and I'm saying, nope, you've got to wait your 1 hour before coming inside. You're going to go outside and freeze to death.
No. Don't make it. It's not the same.
It's exactly what it is. That's the best analogy we have heard on Fox Sports Radio, by the way, of any analogy of what actually went on last night.
This is not accurate. It's just trying to make you right. This is the NBA saying, hey, we're going to put a plan in place rather than making an emotional, hold on, hear me, an emotional response and saying, look, man, we are going to create a junior NBA. We're going to have positive resources here for you so that you guys can be the best that you can be by the time you make it to the NBA, rather than just saying we're getting rid of one and done. Because guess what? You had GMs and executives in slimy high school gyms. They had to deal with broken down AU coaches. It was a complete mess. You had to protect. And then you had kids trying to jump to the NBA, skipping class. That wasn't going to darn NBA.
But last night had nothing to do with any of that. Last night had everything to do with the NBA not allowing Zion Williamson to go pro. And today, it is not a coincidence this story was leaked. It is not. There is no way. This isn't even done yet.
So you're not commending this?
I'm just saying that there's a reason why this came out the day after Zion Williamson sprained his knee in a game against North Carolina.
Of course, but you're skipping. Can you commend the NBA?
No, they should have. No, I am commending it, but I'm saying for Zion Williamson's situation, for him, it was too late.
Had me confused. With the NBA, you know what the NBA is saying? Shut it down!